We're returning now to the fire at a former pub in Ringsend in Dublin, which Gardaí now believe was the work of arsonists. The building was being upgraded to provide emergency accommodation for homeless families. The building was previously the scene of anti-immigrant protests following false claims that the building was to be used to house asylum seekers. We're joined by Ivana Bacsik, Labour Party leader and TD for Dublin Bay South. Ivana Bacsik, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you for inviting me on the programme.
Your reaction to what happened at this former pub, Gardaí now say that that fire was started deliberately.
Well, first, Mary, just to condemn outright the actions of whoever was responsible for setting fire to the premises. I was there yesterday myself. I was speaking with local residents, with local businesses. Everyone is horrified. The fire is, the damage done is very visible. The building has been very severely damaged, and it must have been desperately frightening for those living in the immediate vicinity. It's in a very, it's right in the heart of Ringsend Village, and people live very close by. I want to pay tribute to the immense courage of the firefighters who fought so hard to keep the blaze under control and contain it, which they did successfully, it must be said. And I also, Mary, want to just say very clearly that every effort must be made to assist the Gardaí with their investigation now that they've confirmed they believe the fire was started deliberately. It is very much an urban setting. It is in the heart, as I say, of a very welcoming, inclusive community. And all those I spoke with yesterday were very clear with me that the actions of whoever was responsible for the fire do not in any way represent the views of the local community. This is a welcoming community, and it's a diverse community, and it's right in the heart of the southeast inner city. And, you know, it really does not reflect on what people in Ringsend believe or feel.
Were you and your councillors and workers on the ground, were you aware that the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive had acquired this building to provide emergency accommodation for homeless families?
We were not notified of that, no, and I think it's most unfortunate. I do have to really commend Minister Roderick O'Gorman and the Department of Integration, which has greatly improved their communication with local representatives. So the community engagement team in the Department of Integration have been very good at informing us in recent times of new centres where international protection applicants, refugees are coming to stay. And I must say, Mary, recently I was able to work with our local councillors to set up a D6 for all welcome group to ensure integration, where we did see individuals moving in, new residents in a community, and we could ensure an inclusive and welcoming approach from the local community in Dublin 6. And it's unfortunate it's unfortunate we didn't get notification.
But that's the very point I wanted to come back to you on there, because the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive says its intended use had been communicated to local people and people who had contacted them.
Well, I spoke last night with our very experienced councillor Dermot Lacey, who I know has been quoted in the papers. Dermot says he did not receive notice from the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive as to the intended use of the Shipwright pub. I didn't receive it as a local TD. I think it's unfortunate, and I understand that the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive has apologised directly to Dermot Lacey for failure to communicate. I think hugely crucial in all of this, Mary, is information to local representatives, because we are on the ground and we can ensure, as I said, as we've done in Dublin 6, if the D6 for All Welcome Group, we can ensure there are strong efforts with integration of, you know, what we need is the information. And we're getting really good information now from the Department of Integration and the Community Engagement Team. I engaged with Minister O'Gorman. He told me at the in December that his department had no plans to use the Shipwright pub, but we didn't get anything from the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive as to their plans, and I saw it in the media.
Is it important that local representatives, councillors, TDs, your workers on the ground, that you speak with one voice on this whole question now of immigration?
It is hugely important. I mean, Labour has a very proud history of being a party that is a party of equality, of inclusivity and of welcome. And there's no space in our party for any anti-migrant views or any racist views. Mary, I come from a family of immigrants. My father's family came here from the Czech Republic and made a huge contribution to Irish society, particularly in Waterford City where they settled. So, you know, we take very seriously any suggestions that
one of your own local election candidates on the ground in that area, Carl Reynolds, has made comments in relation to too many immigrants coming into this country. You're having an investigation. What is happening about that?
Well, first of all, Carol made a full apology for comments made, which do not in any way reflect her views or the views of the party. Those comments were made in very difficult circumstances, and we've conducted an internal review to establish the circumstances that led to the comments being made, and indeed the making of a video by individuals who may have been associated with the far right. Mm-hmm. We want to determine the context of the remarks. We want to examine our internal processes to ensure how we can improve those. And we want to ascertain, Mary, crucially, what additional training and supports we can provide for candidates, because we're very concerned that individuals from the far right, sinister actors, I have to say, are involved in manipulating and intimidating all sorts of community, members of local communities, including candidates of parties. And we want to be very careful to ensure that we provide support. So we've got a review underway conducted by the General Secretary.
What is your own position around someplace like Ringsend in your constituency? Is there now a hierarchy around what accommodations are acceptable? So accommodation for homeless families, is that more acceptable than accommodation for asylum seekers or accommodation for refugees? Should we be making distinctions?
Absolutely not. But crucial is that local representatives are given information so that we can then go to our communities, that we can engage with people. As we did, I went door to door, Mary, in Dublin 6, in Ranelagh, when we had a notification, a very good and clear notification from the Department of Integration as to plans there. We went door to door. We engaged directly with individuals, local residents, to ensure that people were informed. And that's the best way to address any concerns or any anxieties that local communities may have about any sort of...
If you hear people saying to you, we don't want unvetted people in our community, what's your response to that?
My response, first of all, is to refer people to the Department of Integration's very clear comments that anyone who arrives in Ireland to seek asylum and makes an asylum claim, as they're entitled to do under the Geneva Conventions, under international law, that they then, in fact, are vetted. So this vetting nonsense is a complete myth. It's been spread by the far right. We do have a system in place through our immigration processes to ensure that people are checked, that Interpol and Europol
are fingerprinted when they come into the country.
Exactly. And I think Minister O'Gorman has been very clear, again, just to say, very clear, particularly over recent weeks, in really addressing those issues, those concerns, and dispelling those myths.
And to those that say, and if they say it in your constituency, that Ireland is full, what's your response to that?
I say that is an absolute, absolute fallacy. Ireland is a country that is a welcoming country, that for many generations was a country of immigrants, that we are a country that is a country of welcomes, that we are a country that should and must indeed welcome those who come here seeking refuge from persecution or war. And we also must welcome those who come here providing the very needed skills and expertise, those who drive our buses, who mind children, who work in our hospitals, our healthcare settings. I think all of us are aware that our healthcare, our retail, our hospitality, none of this could function without those who've come here to give us the benefit of their skills and their expertise, just as my father's family did, Mary. So I think we have to dispel that myth.
Labour leader Ivana Bacik, thank you. It's 26 minutes past 8.